Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.
Buck Owens, Christmas shopping. That's what we're all doing. Sergeant Doug Decker is with us from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
How's your Christmas shopping coming?
I haven't really started. I have to admit, my wife really handles a lot of it.
That's fine. So there were Thanksgiving, and some people went shopping on Thanksgiving, some people didn't, but the day after is Black Friday, then Saturday was Small Business Saturday. I don't know what Sunday is, but Monday was Cyber Monday, and yesterday was Giving Tuesday, which brings us to today, which is National Package Protection Day.
Right, it's Wednesday following Thanksgiving, so the big drive now, you see all these services out here, and usually they got two guys in a truck, and because it's just pull up to the curb and you run this package up and let's get to the next place. So it's in full swing here.
Yeah. If you bought something on Cyber Monday with 2-day delivery, today's the day it's going to show up on your porch.
Yeah, and they keep extending it. Yeah. So you want to take some safety tips to try to avoid theft, and a couple things: it's so easy to shop online now with all these services, but also it just opens up the door for all these thieves and people, opportunists to steal packages. And when I say they speed up, the other day I saw them run up to my door, and you might be lucky if they even ring the doorbell to alert you that they've left anything. You know, and I understand there's a lot of stress with that job. So some things to think about when you're shopping online: buy from secure and trusted sites. That's big.
Yep.
Be aware. You could have your packages delivered maybe to where you work, if they allow that.
That's not a bad idea.
So it's coming right there and somebody can get it. A delivery box, you know, a smart security camera on your doorstep's good to see and observe. You know, an interesting thing, these Ring phone bells.
Yeah.
Or the, doorbells.
Right.
But what I saw recently was a neighbor called my wife and was saying, I think somebody's actually trying to avoid that because they can see the camera on there.
Oh.
So they just knocked on the door kind of lightly to test. And but another thing, Package Guard was something I saw, and it's a Frisbee-shaped device. You put it on your porch, and they can set the package on there when they deliver it. And it sounds an alarm if the wrong person, if they're not authorized. So there must be a code.
Interesting.
That you put in.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they could still steal the package, but it's going to alert somebody, and maybe it distracts them or deters them from that. I want to say that. Use a delivery tracking service.
Right.
So you can follow how your packages are coming. You kind of know when they're going to arrive. You know, sometimes if my wife's not home, she'll say, hey, I'm expecting a package around this time. So watch for it. And neighbors. I think neighbors are really the big thing. Good neighbors help watch out. They can go over there if they're home and you're not, pick up the package for you, and you can do vice versa and help each other out and bring it inside till somebody gets home and can get it. So I think that's just big.
Yep.
Be aware, watch out for one another. And if something gets stolen, certainly call the company. I don't know that we'll be able to recover it, but have insurance, know the tracking number, call them, and call the police. Maybe we do stop somebody. You know, someone goes, hey, I saw someone go up on a porch, and they took an item, and the police stop them, and we can maybe recover those packages. So call the police, call the company, and alert us to it so we can try to investigate that and recover that for
you. Like we always say, Doug, you know, see something, say something. If you see somebody driving around your neighborhood that you haven't seen before, maybe running up to people's porches, doesn't look like they're supposed to be there, just make that call.
Right. You know what's out of place in your neighborhood. Newspaper delivery, you kind of know who the newspaper delivery is. But when you see somebody just kind of driving around slow and watch for that.
Right.
Be alert to it.
Yep. And then when we're actually out shopping, we need to be aware of our surroundings, too, when we're filling up our cart full of stuff.
That's right. Always be aware of your surroundings. We've mentioned that before. Parking lots, park in a visible area. So not only will you be receiving packages, but a lot of people will be out there and hitting the mall and hitting downtown here. And park in lit up areas. Lock your vehicle when you're away from it. That's big. If you're getting packages, put them in the trunk, or if they're in there somewhere, keep them out of sight. If you know, They're probably not going to fit under the seat. But don't leave things sitting out, especially high-end items right. that are appealing to somebody. And there's an acronym, ELVS, for when you're leaving. So enter your vehicle, lock the doors, fasten your seatbelt, and scram. And scram doesn't mean 40 miles an hour right through the parking lot. But what it does mean is don't get in your car and kind of sit around there and make yourself vulnerable and an easy target for criminals to come up and approach you and you become a victim of crime. So leave that area. My wife yells at me sometimes, don't sit and count your money that you just got at the drive-through or check your change, you know. Your valuables, again, protect them. Don't leave purses sitting out where they're easy to grab and stuff off the seat. So get in there, get out of the parking lot, and go.
Yeah.
And don't overload with packages. You know, you look like an easy target. And there are people that take that opportunity. Oh, let me help you. And next thing, they're running off with it. And when you're in the stores and the malls, know where exits are. Things that look suspicious, again, you mentioned, see something, say something. So if something looks out of place, whether it's a person, their behavior, whether packages look like they shouldn't be where they're at or backpacks, contact the security, contact management and alert them to it and call the police. You know, we've talked about this before. If your gut feeling is that something's not right, go with that. We'd rather go and refute that and find out, oh, it was okay, somebody left something there or they forgot a stroller, rather than something bad happened. And so contact us and let us know about that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I remember seeing a few years ago was a security camera at, I think it was a Meijer store somewhere, and there was a woman who was shopping. She had her purse in the child seat, and this is a pretty common thing. You know, you're strolling through the aisle. She turned her back to put some produce in a bag or something, and somebody came along and just didn't grab her purse, but just started pushing the whole cart because there wasn't anything else in the cart. And so this person was able to roll the cart out of the store. The greeter didn't stop them because it just looked like a person with a cart with their purse in the front of it. Well, they got away with the purse.
Yeah, that would be easy to do. So you just
I hesitate to say that because I'm sure I'm planting a seed out there giving somebody an idea of how easy it is. But the point is, if you've got your purse in the shopping cart, you know, don't turn your back on it.
Right. You know, my wife will tell me, you know, if I'm with her, hey, watch this, you know, and take care of this. Or, you know, keep your purse on your person and not in the cart. And I know it's so easy to go, well, it's right there with me and I'm really aware, but it only takes a second.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. You say, I don't want to plant a seed. And you do worry about that when I mention that Ring doorbell system. Yeah. But people that are criminals or want to prey on other people, they're always trying to figure a new way. So I don't know that we can really plant a seed. They're gonna come up with it and figure a way to do this, it just seems like.
And this is a time of year that they thrive on because, you know, we are all a little extra distracted. We are spending more money. We're buying more stuff. There's a lot more targets out there right now for the criminal element.
And are we a little more trusting? Because we think, you know, it is that time of the season, and we're more open to strangers and, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and everything. And are we a little more trusting to people? And it's a shame we can't be at times, and we have to be that way. But that's the day and age.
Yeah, we got to be careful of our stuff, and while we're shopping, in our own selves and our kids too, if they're out shopping with us.
Right. Most important asset we have is our kids. So they go to the restroom, go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them go by themselves. Young kids especially. Have a plan if you're separated. So whether it's at the mall, whether it's downtown here, you know, you don't want your kids wandering around lost. You don't want them preyed on by criminals. Have a meeting place, you know, arrange that before. You know, we talk about have a plan. So have a plan when you go out. This is what we're going to do. Maybe your kids are a little older. They're teenagers. You can trust them to go off a little bit. This is where we're going to meet. This is the time we're going to meet. And younger kids, they all have a cell phone. Let them know and train them and teach them how to call 911, how to approach security or, you know, store personnel that are working or the police. And don't let them be afraid of the police, you know, or create that idea like they're going to take you away if you do something wrong. You know, no, they're there to help you. So remember that.
Well, you're just hoping everybody has a good, safe shopping season. It's well underway, but we've still got a lot of weekends left for Christmas shopping.
Lots of time left still.
All right. That's a good thing, because I haven't started yet, so you got a lot to do out there. Doug, thanks. As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Doug Decker from the Fort Huron Police Department with us on WPHM 24 past 8 o'clock now.